Hello. We are the Lullites. We come to share with you our wisdom, looking at your world from a higher plane of existence. We understand that you have a question about humanity raising their vibration. Of course, this is what we specialize in. But we give our advice to you as individuals. Humans as a group, though made up of many eyes and ears together, are often deaf and blind to truth and wisdom, especially that which is unprovable or uncomfortable or challenging. Humanity as a whole will not raise its vibration. You see, species never do anything as a whole. It always begins as individuals and small groups shifting, whether purposely or coincidentally, whether brought on by internal desire and intention or external factors from the environment. Each one of you that begins the process of ascension, that purposely lives in love and respect, in touch with spirit, is slowly adding a drop to the trickle, which will eventually become a stream and then a great river, forming an ocean of positive energy, of ascension, of spirit. All that you can do to add to this great groundswell is to become more aware and responsible for your own behaviors, thoughts, actions, whether you respond or react, or whether you become the catalyst for change. Every time that you embrace something which adds benefit and connection, love and kindness to your world, you are becoming the change, that shift. Through raising your vibration, through living your truth, your ethics, your inspiration, you become an example for others around you, without the need to push them, or preach to them, or sway them in any way. Simply by being who you are and refusing to compromise your higher ideals, your higher vibrational purposes, you do rub off on your loved ones and your neighbors. If you wish to see a world filled with more community and more passion, more kindness, more caring, then first make your home, and then your workplace, then your neighborhood, and then your town, your school, a place that is like that. Begin by shifting yourself, becoming more aware and more connected, and do your best to maintain that in all circumstances. Offer your gifts to the world. Are you a talented artist? Can you teach young inner city children to paint? Do you love sports? Can you go out and form a local club or team? for retired people in your community, or fathers or mothers in your community? Can you get people together and allow them to feel what it's like to be truly alive? Begin with the smallest of steps, keeping to your own values, your own highest ideals. Follow your own inspiration and be willing to share your gifts freely with others. On the flip side of that, you must begin to put your money where your mouth is, as you tend to say. When you shop in your Western world, you are voting, and that vote is far more valuable than any that you cast in a political race. The corporations are running your society. They are monopolizing your world. But there's one thing that can topple them, and it doesn't require violence, only mindfulness. Where does your money go? Your money is indeed your life force. You work for it, you spend your time, your precious incarnate hours, your thoughts and your energy, working for something that you then give away without any thought. If you are spending your money at large corporations with no conscience, buying products from GE and Monsanto, Walmart, giving it away in interest to Bank of America, things that you've now come to understand are bold-faced lies and cruelty and greed, then you are no better than they are. It may cost more to shop with a local craftsman who makes products themselves, to buy online from artisans all over the country who are trying to find a way out of this system by following their own inspiration and creating gifts and objects that others need, one of a kind, made by hand, with love and intention. If you drive to the supermarket and pass a farm stand to get there, there are ways for you to get what you need, or desire even, without living against your ethics and your inspiration. So we say, begin with yourself and your own community. Buy and serve and act as much as you can within that community, and set the example with your own personal choices of what you eat and where you work and what you say, for others to be inspired by you and therefore begin the process of ascension to a higher vibration. It is not that the humanity as a whole needs to ascend, but that individuals and groups need to ascend. And what determines the overall ascension of your plane of existence is whether the majority are on the path of ascension and awareness, action within the laws and the right ways of inspiration and the universe, or whether the majority are giving in to the lower vibrations, to greed, to war, to anger and despair, and mindless consumption. You help the process by being on the side of higher vibration, of love and creation. And by not falling in to the emotions and thoughts and energies and actions of the lower vibrational side, you can hope for those in the low vibrational reality to become aware and active toward their own true spirits. But when you despise them, or hate them, or have anger at them, then you are not walking in the higher vibrational pathway. You must find a way to be where you are and set the example without having doubt or dislike toward those who have not yet found the way. Will you be changing these terrible powers that hold sway over your reality in 2012? Everyone expects that there will be some great calamity or beautiful shift that simply smacks into you and makes everything different. 2012 will be a year of upheaval, but only in so much as the year, the numerology, the energy of 2012, and the astrological phenomena of that date are simply the end. The end meaning a new beginning. The energy of your planet is shifting, and many of you are shifting with it. The energy of the planets around you and your sun as well are also shifting. It is the end of one way of life and thinking and viewing the world, and the beginning of another. Humanity itself will determine what is ending and what is beginning. But it will not be as if someone switched on or off a light. It's a gradual shift, the pinnacle of which is in 2012. The manifestation will occur over the coming years, and it will be firmly entrenched, whatever your newness is, by 2066. There will be causes for celebration and causes for sorrow. As we have said, the change is already happening. The pinnacle is 2012. What will the change be? It depends where the majority have their energy placed, their intentions, their actions, and their thoughts. Live in alignment with spirit and with the ideals and ethics that you think are right and positive and kind and caring. And what comes, you will be able to take credit for, because every drop makes up the ocean, and everything in the ocean is as beautiful as you make it. We are the Lullites, and we know that all good is within you. Shine it out upon the world, and the world will respond back to you in kind. Blessings.